It is 7:08 in the morning. Antonia Juhas is traveling this week, but you will hear her recorded voice later in the show. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and there are 21 days left until the midterms. Time for Tipping Point. We'll start with the horse race in one Tipping Point congressional district, California's 50th. This is just east of San Diego. Registered Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1, so you would expect this to be a pretty safe seat, were it not for the fact that the incumbent has been federally indicted on allegations of stealing $250,000 in campaign cash to pay for personal items and vacation travel. That indictment came out too late for another Republican to get on the ballot, so now Representative Duncan Hunter is drawing attack ads like this.
Every citizen has a responsibility to read this indictment. 47 pages of corruption and greed. Duncan Hunter Jr., stealing campaign funds for lavish vacations and gifts, defrauding wounded warriors, insulting our military. Duncan Hunter Jr., it's more than unethical and illegal. He's an embarrassment.
Hunter's Democratic challenger is Amar Campa Najjar. He is a progressive, millennial, Mexican-Palestinian-American who once worked in the Obama Labor Department. Congress member and criminal defendant Duncan Hunter is not having it. He called his indictment a, quote, witch hunt, hello Trump, and now he is up with his own attack ad where he appears on screen in full battle fatigues.
Amar Campa Najjar is working to infiltrate Congress. He's used three different names to hide his family's ties to terrorism. His grandfather masterminded the Munich Olympic massacre. His father said they deserved to die.
A Palestinian-Mexican millennial Democrat named Amar Campa Najjar doesn't get his support from the people of San Diego.
He is being supported by CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a well-orchestrated plan.
Amar Campa Najjar, a risk we can't ignore.
For the record, Amar Campa Najjar is not getting any form of support from the Muslim Brotherhood. Yes, he did have a grandfather accused of involvement in the Munich massacre. Of course, they never discussed it. Israeli commandos assassinated Grandpa Najjar 16 years before Amar was born. The last two public polls show likely voters in California's bright red 50th district are only 1 to 2 points away from picking the Mexican-Palestinian-American millennial that Duncan Hunter has all but accused of terrorism over the incumbent, who federal prosecutors have indicted for corruption. The margins are so close, it'll all come down to who turns out on Election Day. And on that note, let's wrap up the horse race and move on to stuff that matters.